Newman College is a Catholic college, but I think I recall you saying you were christened in the Church of England. And does that have any place in your life any longer?
I think it does. I don't go to church.
Like a lot of Anglicans.
No, I think so. When I was a child, I was a server. I carried the cross and the candles. And there was a lot of background politics in the particular church you went to.
And even as a boy, you were aware of that?
Yeah, and I didn't really like what I was hearing, you know, afterwards and the coffee and things people were saying and the actions they were taking. You know, it kind of put me up a bit. It didn't seem very Christian place.
I see.
You know what I mean? It was...
What, people jockeying for position and backstabbing?
And hierarchy and two-faced talking and... you'd be standing there and they'd say something to one person, the one person would walk up and somebody else, and then it would immediately start talking about the person who just left, and I think, well, that's not particularly a very Christian thing to do, is it?
And juxtaposed against participating in a Christian service and then going to have the cup of tea, and then it doesn't fit well, does it?
Kind of a bit strange, yeah.
And even as a lad, you were sensitive to hypocrisy.
Oh, has that been? Ever since I can remember. I don't know why. Things have picked up on us, mate. And then, of course, I got work and the passed my driving test, and I was doing shifts, Saturdays and Sundays, and then I kind of fell out of the habit of going, really.
So, yet somehow it's still... You would still identify as an Anglican?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you go to church at all during the year, Christmas or Easter?
Not really. No.
I'm always curious about this.
You've got a curious mind, haven't you?
I have.
Inquiring mind.
Relentlessly inquiring mind. You think it's tough sitting there? You should try being me, because I'm as relentless on myself as you probably detected. Hey, this isn't a supermarket where I lost my pool with that. It was down the road.
Oh, yes, I remember that burger. Was that in Little?
Yeah. I gave it a wide berth for a while.
Yeah,
I take full responsibility for the recklessness of my actions. What I wanted to ask you was then... I asked my partner this question as well, because he's Christian in the Church of England and has no participation or contact with it whatsoever, yet he would still own to an Anglican identity. He would say, as you've just done, what remains then for you to identify as an Anglican?
I don't know, really.
Fair enough. He says the same thing.
It's one of those things that you just... Maybe it's because I was brought up going to church every Sunday and it becomes part of you.
So it's cultural in a way.
Yeah.
So you probably identify as a Brummie.
Yeah, probably, but I'm not a Brummie though. Not by birth.
Oh, I don't recall this. Where were you?
I was born in Bolton in Manchester. Just north of Manchester.
I didn't know that.
But I've lived most of my life in Birmingham, so I suppose I am. I was going to do a boo in it and I never quite got around to doing it.
I didn't know it, you see. I don't think I've heard you boo about this.
No, I don't think I've done it. I think I've started recording it and then I couldn't find the right words. I've got a Brummie accent.
And I would have totally put you down as a Brummie.
Well, I suppose I am. Also, were you born somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you then... This was the problem with Abby, when I was trying to do my boo. Is that if you're born somewhere, then you live somewhere else. Does that make you, from where you were born, or where you live now, or where you most of your life?
It's an intriguing question.
I've tried to record it a few times, and I can never quite make sense of it. Really.
My two opinions on that is that I think the common perception is that those aspects of our identity we inherit. So if someone says I'm a Brummie, it's because, for example, they were brought up by Brummies. But in fact, that's the popular perception. But I think actually each individual, at some various, in a sense, in an ongoing process, chooses which things that they will be identified by. It's just that the most available things are the ones that are closest to us. If you're brought up by Brahmins, I must be a Brahmin. But you don't. But some people transcend that.
I don't think I'm a Brahmin, because my dad was from London, my mum was from York. And I wasn't born in...
And you weren't born in
Birmingham? We only came to Birmingham because Dad got a job at the college. So
don't you see what I mean? So even though I guess most of your living memory is...
Wait, so you came to Birmingham, I was 18 months old.
There you are. So this is a really interesting example of it. So even though everything in your environment suggests that you're a Brahmin, those ideas, which is that your mother and father weren't from Birmingham, or that you weren't born in Birmingham, remain vivid. And so in fact you don't identify... as a Brahmin.
You know, I class myself really as a northerner, in part. Because of where I was born, Lancashire. I think Bolton's part of Lancashire. My mum's from Yorkshire, but my dad's London. But quite a lot of the family ancestors were from the north. I've done some of the family tree. And we've got links to Liverpool and Nottingham and South Wales and places.
How far back did you get with the family tree?
1820.
Did you go by the census?
Yeah.
You know there's parish records online now.
Yeah, I've been on and off. I do it for a few months and then I get bogged down.
Well, me too.
I leave it and then I come back to it.
I'm exactly the same way.
I'm due to come back to it.
Because you get to a point you get where it gets blocked.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of try and troubleshoot around that particular person.
Yeah.
And then it gets very frustrating. And then I'm the same, then I think I'm going to leave this for a while. And then return to it later.
It's been a couple of years since I've done it. I need to get back into it, really, so I'm filling some of those gaps.
There's a, I think it's called freereg.
Yeah, but not that.
co.uk.org. Well,
free BMP also.
No, that's Birth, Marriages, Death Index. That's useful.
Yeah.
But this new one, well, the one that I've discovered recently called freereg.
Freereg, right.
Has parish records. So you can go beyond the census.
But there's one stumbling block I've got. Is that my father's mother was born in South Wales. But her father was born in Liverpool. And he came down to South Wales, Pontypool, in the valleys. And then a couple of years later, she was in London. And I can't find out why he went down to South Wales, now he's from London. It's fine. Missing link or something.
That's where you've got to get creative.
Yeah.
Parish records are very helpful, and there's more and more of them online.
That's good,
if you get anything like a will, that's a very useful document.
So, I've got a load of birth certificates that a big box arrived one day from my uncle in Carlisle.
That's gold for research like this.
All sorts of odd things, you know, birth records and death certificates and all sorts. So I've collected them all into individual folders, sides of the family, so I've got a fair amount of paper there, but there's still missing links.
Yeah, that's where it gets frustrating, isn't it? But then the way the challenge is there.
Yeah, but you've got to be careful that you're not looking at the wrong name. So you can get a whole branch of a tree and be none the wiser.
Yeah.
And you're actually looking at tablets from family.
My brother and I did it independently. And recently we saw each other's trees, and that's exactly what happened. There's one particular marriage in the middle 19th century, and he'd gone one way and I'd gone another, because the census allowed for possibly it could be either one. So we have to find a marriage certificate as the next step to begin to really pin down.
I suppose in your case, Australia.
Well, no, my father was British.
Was he?
Yeah, okay. He was born in Liverpool. And his father was born in Liverpool. And his father was born in Barrow Inverness.
Oh, yeah.
And his father was born in Barrow Inverness. And his father was born about 3 miles from where we're sitting. So it was a surprise to me.
It was all circled, isn't it?
Yeah. The place where I'd landed, my travels.
To me, it's fascinating how people move around the globe,
yeah.
And what stories behind changing movements and how they end up where they are and why they end up where they are. Something that's fascinating.
It is fascinating. I never thought like my roots would go back to the Black Country. But that's exactly where they live. Which means my partner and I could be cousins. It's a bit strange.
Yeah, so a long way removed though, isn't it?
What's that?
A long way removed.
Yeah. Well, but who knows? If we could share a great grandfather, it's possible.
Who knows?
You can do a DNA test now with any two human beings, and they'll tell you how many generations back your common ancestor is. I'd like to do it one day. But one of your grandfathers was in Liverpool.
Yeah, that was one. You see, my dad's mother's father's side of family.
So we could be cousins.
Could be, yeah.
In fact, we are cousins. But as you said, how many generations were there?
I'm trying to think of the district. I can't think of offhand.
Did I mention it was West Derby for my side of the family in Liverpool?
That means about West Derby. Kirkdale. Mm-hmm. That's good. Kirkdale. Which was in Lancashire. I don't know if it still is now, but that's on the Liverpool side of the river, inland a bit, 2 or 3 miles. I think it means next time I go that way, it's to find the house that it still exists. I know the address, but where it is. But whether the street was still there, I don't know.
I did that. I did a pilgrimage to my father's house we grew up.
I've been to Barrow-in-Furness. Fantastic shipyard.
I've never been there. That's like several generations back from my...
Yeah, it's on the end of there's an estuary and you have to go right in and then back down. On the range down, it's quite a long way to drive.
Apparently there was a bit of a migration from this area in the Midlands to that area for work.
I've always gone to Liverpool. I never knew why until I found out.
And you discovered.